You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
And Chelsea, also our morning show shrink, Dr. Baker. You are a counselor, therapist. There's a lot of different words that we can call you. Good words, not bad words. You also run Good Dads, which is a charitable organization for good dads in our 417 community, office located downtown Springfield. Right. We do a podcast together. More info on that at gooddads.com. But we're talking about the holidays, how to split them up if you are in a marriage. This comes up every single year. You are actually... Yes. Counseling a lot of couples right now, and this is a big, big question and a big topic. Right. Like, how do we do? We don't want to upset family. We don't want to constantly get in this argument as whether you're married or just together. Whose house do we go to? Do we go to the in-laws' house? Do we go to our house? How does that work? So you had a question for Dr. Baker, Chelsea, as you, the last couple of Christmases, you and your husband split.
We just felt like that was the best thing to do at that point because it was such a headache trying to figure out where to go that we're just like, you know what? We'll just go each other's separate ways to our own families and we'll figure it out the next year. Well, this year is the next year. And we did figure it out. We're going to actually be together on Christmas, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier about how, you know, some couples and their families split the holidays. Like, oh, one couple does Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, that sort of thing. But I feel like Christmas is always just the biggest one that family wants you there. Like, they're just like, eh, Thanksgiving, like, you know, we'd rather have you at Christmas, but both families say that. And then you're like, I don't know what to do, you know? Uh-huh. So anyway, how do you navigate that when they just want you there for, like, Christmas is the biggest holiday that they want you there for.
Well, that's true. But I think you may need to have a new big holiday. Mm-hmm. I think that's why some people set up their Christmas tree and they have it at Thanksgiving time. It's much more common now because then families makes it easier for people to do. So it's about establishing new traditions. Mm-hmm. But also, let's remember that if you're married, your spouse brought traditions with him or her. Mm-hmm. And so, for instance, in my husband's family of origin, they opened gifts on Christmas Eve, and we, in my family, opened them on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So he wanted to open them on Christmas Eve. And I thought, really, actually, that was only those people who were impulsive and could not wait. The really, yes. really, really, really good people wait till Christmas
yes.
morning.
Christmas, that's how I am. Christmas morning. Yeah.
But obviously, I mean, you're using that point because there are just different views. And so you have to figure it out. And I know this sounds very petty
but it's
and
not.
Small, but these are what cause big fights in relationships. Trust me, I've had plenty of them.
Foch's an expert.
We call this the annual Christmas argument. And we did it pretty much every year for about 20 years or so until we got tired of it and gave it up. But, you know, in my family, Christmas was a really, really, really big deal, complete with lots of decorations and parties and having people over and all of that. And his family was just kind of a deal, was not that big of a deal. I'm like, what do you mean we're not going to invite, you know, all these people over and do all these things? He just couldn't quite get into it the way I did. So, and then he would say things. He would say things like, how much money are we spending on Christmas? And my thought would be like, how can you put a price tag on love?
Yeah.
Well, love can be expensive sometimes, depending on who you're with. So the question is, you know, how do you split the holidays, especially when somebody's wanting you here for Christmas and another person's wanting you here, or this family wants you here, or this person's there? And basically your answer, Dr. Baker, is set boundaries. Like, you have to put your foot down. Even if you're like Chelsea and you want to be nice.
I want to make everyone happy.
But sometimes, like, let me bring this up. And this is something I learned from you, Dr. Baker. When you have that attitude, sometimes you make more people mad.
Right, right.
So how does that work? Tell us what I mean whenever I say that. Because I know you're genuinely nice. Like, you're like one of the nicest people in the building. But sometimes that can be bad.
Right. No, it's true. Sometimes you can be too nice.
Because you try to make everybody happy, and then what happens? And you let more people down by not putting your foot down. So what, you have to set boundaries,
right? So remember, you're a grown up now. You're a grown-up now. I'm a grown-up now. Okay. Yeah. And as a grown-up, I have to make these decisions and not be allowing someone else to make those decisions for me. So you and your partner talk together about this and decide on your plan. And then you each communicate the plan to your own family. And you get the maybe out of your voice. You know, This is what me and Molly have decided to do. This is what Ben and I have decided to do. And then you repeat it, because some families don't hear it the first time. They don't think you're really going to do it. And they think that, well, we'll talk.
You just have to stand by your decision.
We'll talk her out of it.
Yeah. Stand by your decision.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.